fireworks, a civil war, Amazon deliveries. Big Brother has gone all American. Plus, we're talking to Big Brother 19's Elena Davies. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
This is my song.
This just makes me feel like...
I should put my arms
an American.
Down. Such an American.
I've decided that I should keep my arms down, otherwise I would raise them up.
I need everyone to know this is Bryce's idea.
It was.
This song was Bryce's idea.
Oh, good evening. I am Bryce McClay. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. We are going to dig into it, but first I want to introduce this full panel for once. We have a full panel this evening. But first.
Yes.
So, for starting.
Hello, guys.
Morgan Ouellette.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction, Bryce.
You're so welcome.
I'm Morgan Ouellette. So excited to be back. Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about and a very special guest.
Yes.
But, like, I'm going to bring that up later.
Yes.
Yes.
Jessica Williams. We have Jessica Williams.
What's up, guys? Today was very much a good episode, and I'm so excited to share this side of the table with the fantastical.
The fantastical Charles Conley is my first Big Brother After Show.
Yes. Welcome, Charles.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Now, I was on the Celebrity Big Brother After Show,
yes,
so I have some credibility, but I'm ready to get all the way into the oils.
Well, these
are
our two are our two standouts from Celebrity Big Brother. You guys were awesome, so we had to have you back. We're so glad to have
you. Also, I paid him off.
Yeah, we know you.
Well,
did.
That was nice. Thank you for my Ferrari.
All
right, so once again, we are covering tonight's episode. So if you are on Pacific Standard Time, please stop watching.
Cut it out.
Or spoiler alert. So in just a few minutes, as Morgan said, we're going to be talking to.
We have Elena Davies from Big Brother 19. So excited she's going to Skype in with us. She's giving us all the tea. We're talking what her thoughts on the episode, what she's doing in life, Marlena, Jody.
A lot
of
stuff.
Oh, my God. All the goods.
Oh, Jody. Yeah. But once again, but first.
But first.
Charles,
first.
You're new here. You haven't been here yet.
I'm so
new. You've seen, there's been five episodes. So I want to know, what are your initial thoughts on the season?
Oh, my God. So many initial thoughts. First of all, I feel like everybody, but don't go all the way in.
No, you can't. No, I'm just saying. Don't combust or something.
It's been brewing, I'm telling you. Okay, so I think like everybody on this cast is so likable. Mm-hmm. And attractive? Like, did they cast this whole season from like a model agency? Because everybody's really attractive. I mean,
I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, there are a lot
of
very attractive people.
A lot
young
of attractive people.
People
just asking for showmances.
Rock star.
Yeah.
It's asking for showmances, and I'm thinking that there are going to be a lot of showmances this season. Everybody was vibing pretty well. Everybody, I think Sam is extremely likable. I think she could be like a Christmas from BB19 situation.
Okay.
People are going to fall in love with her. JC, I love
did
him.
People love Christmas?
Well,
I mean, not to sidetrack here, but...
I didn't realize she was American
was
sweetheart.
Who was loved on 19?
19.
Cody.
Cody was... Well,
Jessica.
Cody, like, Jessica. Later
yeah.
on.
Cody.
Jessica and Cody, like, later Jody. On. But, I like everybody this season. I mean, and usually I can pinpoint the people who I'm not really vibing with, but everybody I'm kind of into.
Yeah.
And I love their quirks, too. Like, Caitlyn Sage and oils and crystals and the fact that she's partnered up with a pagan witch... Like, there's a pagan witch next to the lady who uses, like, all of these natural homeopathic... We're going to have somebody... There's going to be some witchcraft this season.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Jessica, what did you think of tonight's eviction? And why don't you tell everybody what happened? Recap.
The deets. Mm.
Yes. So, tonight, Steve said bye-bye. And it was such a surprise because, basically, both sides of the house thought that they had the votes to keep the person that they wanted. So you have level 6 alliance that wanted Sam to stay, and then you have
Fote. Worst alliance name ever.
No,
I know.
It really is, though. They wanted Sam to go.
That means... Five
they literally, they just pulled out their butts. But they wanted Sam to go. And surprise, surprise, Caitlyn, she switched sides all because of her broken emotions. Because Fessy was too busy in bed with Haley to give her the attention. So a woman scorn, look what happens.
Look what happens.
And she fell right into the hands of Tyler, which I was like, wow, like he is doing well.
I'm impressed with Tyler.
He's a genius.
He tried to play
impressed with him.
He tried to play it dumb, too.
Yeah.
And he is not.
He's not.
Yeah, he was not dumb at all.
Mm-mm.
All right.
He knows the game.
So, Morgan, Did Sam make the right decision in telling Tyler about the power? This is a question I really am interested in.
I think she did make the right decision because she has... I'm honestly a little disappointed in her not leveraging it more. I feel like she could have made so many deals with so many people being like, hey, I have this thing, keep me safe. Like, we can do... If you're on the block, I can save you. Like, she could have done so much. So I was a little upset she didn't do anything. I at least was happy she told Tyler because obviously now they're close. I will say, I am very much Team Tyler. Hashtag Team Tyler. Love him. I don't think it was a good idea that he told all of Level 6 about it. Because I think that's...
That was terrible!
What he did it. I don't think he needed to do that. I think he got excited. And I think that's the one slip-up he's done so far. And I think it's going to come and bite him in the butt.
These people are such gossips. Yeah, they just like, all they do people. Is run around to tell the person that they don't, they're like, not supposed to tell.
Because Sam is a big softy, and it's not her inclination to be like, oh, I'm going to use this to like turn the gears and get ahead in the game. So now other people are going to be like, oh, I know she's a softy, so I'm going to go try to use this advantage to me.
And then I feel like that's going to ruin it between her and Tyler.
I love that she didn't say too much, though. Like, she's like, I don't want for you to know all of my power. And I was like, okay, you have a little bit of backbone. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that she didn't tell more people, only because if you think about last season with Jessica, when she had that power, she tried to use it to keep herself safe. And they're like, no, we're going to put you up just so we can expose the power. So,
expose her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, before we call Elena, I really just want to talk to you guys something about really something very important.
What is important to you, Bryce?
What's important?
Underwear.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well,
it's
fine.
Underwear.
Because you're wearing some right now, right?
Please tell me you're wearing some.
I am wearing some. Unfortunately, but I mean, everybody needs it, and you know that it's better to be new than old. And I'm in need of some.
All right,
do you have suggestions for me?
Let me take a minute to talk about underwear just for you, O'Brien.
Thank you.
Everyone needs it, and I have something called Me Undies just for you and everyone listening.
Me Undies.
They stay put. There's no moving around, and they come right to your door. So for all the lazy millennials who don't want to go buy underwear, now you have this. You can get a matching pair for Bryce. We can get matching ones. Yay!
They have duckies on them, or like for Big Brother.
And you'll like them. This is a no-risk offer, y'all. If you're not happy, they refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And if you're listening to me, you will get 15% off your first pair and free shipping. So look at me helping out society. Go to MeUndies.com/buzz. That is MeUndies.com/buzz. And here's an extra gift for you. Order a pair. Take a screenshot of your transaction. Send it to me. Slide into my DMs, y'all. And I will send you another pair. You'll get one for 15% off and another pair for free on me. So, Merry Christmas.
I'm definitely doing that.
I love this because I'm always embarrassed to go buy underwear because all the underwear that I buy is just made of leather and lace. And I want to be judged at the counter.
You're learning so much about it.
So I would like it to come in a little box on my doorstep so I don't have to deal with the judgment coming from the cashier.
I'm just worried about underwear being like, I mean, do people see? Are you supposed to buy underwear that people are going to see? Because that's not what I do.
Yeah. I mean, nobody ever ends up seeing them.
I was going to say, no one sees mine. Sounds very exciting.
Well, even about the first 25 people to send proof of purchase, I'll send them free and just send it to gift@podcastone.com and put Buzz in the subject line and you get another one for free.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It is like Christmas because it's Big Brother. It's Big Brother time. All right, let's get Elena on the horn.
Can't wait.
Yes.
On the horn.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm from Nebraska. It's like I think that's a thing that people say.
The cool thing while that's happening, we have so many people right now in our live chat.
Yes. Hey, we love you guys.
Guys, message questions for Elena, message questions for us, and we're going to shout you guys out throughout the entire show.
All right. Without further ado, we are so thrilled to have on our show a former house guest from BB19. Please welcome Elena Davies. Thank you so much for being here.
Come on, Elena.
Hey. Hey. Thanks for having me. I'm so honored.
Oh, of course. Well, first off, I want to know what you think about this season so far. Like, which house guests do you like? Which house guests do you not like?
Well, it's interesting watching Big Brother after playing Big Brother. It was really hard for me to get into it, I think mostly because of all the PTSD I have. If you really power through and just watch live feeds for 72 hours straight, you begin to accept your fate as a former house guest. And push all your regrets aside and start to judge people like you used to.
I love it.
That's where I'm at.
Do you have depression? because of it? Like, I mean, like, are you depressed because you're not in the house? I feel like if you're watching the show, you might feel like, oh, I wish I was back in there.
I'm depressed that you're not in the house.
Right? I mean, I feel like I brought some really premium content only to the live feeders, and CBS did not utilize my material well enough. Fine.
They need an Elena cut, like Big Brother 19, Elena, how dare Elena they. Cut, producer's cut.
It is funny to see, like, all my big, big fans are live feed fans, and everybody that watched CBS are like, are you a bitch? I don't know. You want to talk about it?
Maybe.
But no, I feel a million different things. It is a roller coaster of emotions watching it as a former house guest. There's, like, regret. I'm like, man, I wish I would have played it like this. Or it's just strange. It's weird. But it also is such an honor to have been able to play and get to come out and watch it with a completely different perspective. So this season has been unlike any other. I was never a live feed viewer, and now I am addicted. And it's embarrassing. My friends were trying to, like, drink at the pool yesterday, and I was like, listen, there's some, like, stuff happening. I gotta check it out. So I'm very addicted to this season. I think that Sam is the best job casting has done in 10 years.
Yes,
God bless.
She's the most interesting, likable, quirky, funny, genuine person. And, like, she's the star of the show for me. I've heard a lot of people, she's kind of diabolical. Like, everybody is either loves her or hates her. And I relate to that on so many levels because I feel the same for me. Like, you either click with me and you like me, or you're like, I need her to leave.
Well, I think that's bizarre because she seems so, like, she seems so in the way that they've edited her, at least. I mean, she seems so innocent and so likable and relatable. Yeah. Now, you tweeted, you said you love Sam, but you said that she needs to compartmentalize. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So you said she needs to compartmentalize, whatever that word is, to her feelings. And so I want to know.
Here's my thing. I feel that way, but I also think she's doing a good job. A lot of people are saying that she's too emotional. She's crying too much. That's annoying. That's why they don't like her. But as one of the only people in my season that didn't cry and compartmentalize too much, I think that I was not humanized for America or for my house guests. I went in there to play, like, a really cutthroat game and not allow my emotions to get involved. And that's problematic because as much as it is a game, it's also social and strategic. And in my season, just like this season, America had a chance to vote. And so it's important to show what you're really feeling to your house guests and to America. And I did not do that. And I have regrets, especially watching Sam play. I'm like, man, I wish I would have allowed those emotions to surface so people really knew how I was affected or how I felt. So I think that, yes, the two random comps at the beginning, completely opposite. They're not comparable. The right. Two different punishments for losing the comps, completely opposite, not comparable. Big Brother is so unfair, but it doesn't matter. That is Big Brother. It's fair that it's unfair. Yeah. You have accepted your fate when you enter that house. Like, they have complete control over you. So the fact that she was the robot sucked so much. That's what got her the advantage this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's so weird.
America loves a sob story and romance.
It's so weird that becoming a robot was the thing that humanized her because it really got her.
The irony.
I thought that was amazing.
That is poetic.
Yeah. It was poetic. It was like somebody wrote it.
It was like it was intentional.
It was like something. Yeah. She really broke down, but I don't think that would have happened with any other house guest because she really broke down and said, hey, this is tough for me, which humanized her, like you said.
Her voice is so genuine.
I think that's beautiful. I love that she got the advantage. Yeah. I think that she played it right by showing some of her cards to Tyler, but not all of them. As far as other house guests that I like, I love Casey. I just got good vibes from her at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think that she is just a cool girl. Like, I would want to be friends with her. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, I did not. I was like, I don't know about you. You seem like a little ditzy. The best game of Big Brother that I've seen in such a long time. He's playing a social game, a strategic game. He's got the power. Other people think they have the power. Other people think they're giving him ideas, but it's really his idea. It's beautiful. The only thing I'm concerned about is it's so early in the game, mm-hmm. and I don't want to yeah. see all of this manipulation catch up to him. Mm-hmm. But the way that he's playing it is really smart. The only thing I would say is, like y'all mentioned earlier, telling level six about Sam's power was iffy for me. I'd like to have a sit-down conversation with the guy. Unfortunately, I don't get to do that for about 88 days. So I don't know what his intention was there, aside from just, like, guaranteeing the votes. I think he maybe could have played it different and tried to get votes another way. Mm-hmm. But I still think he's playing by far the best game. And I love that Swaggy thinks he's playing the best game and he's not.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow. That's a whole nother story.
Like, as a house guest, sucks.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I've got to figure it out. I trust that person. I trust that person. They got trust for me. And then all of America is like, you fool.
Yeah.
laughing at them instead of getting laughed at. It's great.
Well, I wonder if Tyler's like playing. The only thing that I'm concerned is that if he's playing too far the level. I mean, obviously he's playing into level six, but it's to me, it's so obvious. Maybe because I'm watching it on TV, but it's so obvious that he's on that side of the house.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not on the other. He's not.
But it's funny because they're also so, like, Swaggy C is so convinced that Tyler's on his side.
Yeah,
so
Fute is telling him everything.
No, here's the thing. Swaggy C is so self-absorbed. He cannot, like, look outside of himself to, like, notice that somebody in his alliance
The biggest red flag is him wanting to nominate Bailey. And I love how Bailey was like, out of everyone, why am I the only one that you put on the table? You're not even considering anyone else.
Yeah.
And so and I don't know, like, why they're blind. Yeah. Like, that was a good point.
He's like, wait a minute, you're right.
Which he overplayed that hand to me, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Don't say who you're going to put up until you know how
why tell her?
Have to tell Swaggy that you're that was his dumbest move of the season I mean, if somebody comes off the block, wait until somebody comes off the block, then you have the conversations that are necessary. That was an unnecessary conversation. And now what if Bailey got power? This was a crapshoot HOH. If I was Bailey in that situation and I got word that I was gonna potentially be a pawn, I'm sorry, I was a pawn. Why do you think I took $5,000 from Alex? Because if I'm a pawn, then I'm your next best choice to go home if your plan A crumbles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, know my position. I'm not going to – I'm playing this veto in order to potentially win $5,000 because you put me on the block. I'm not paying you and also being your pawn. So I think that, like, if she's smart, which I believe she is, Bailey, then she realizes the position of a pawn. And a pawn is – well, if my plan A doesn't work out, then, like...
Yeah.
And that's why she took it so hard.
And she knew immediately.
Yeah, she knew.
Well, I don't want to be a casualty that someone can afford, and I don't think Bailey does either. So, if that was a pretty poor move for Tyler, because Bailey could have easily won HOH tonight, and if I were her, I would have put him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but however, I do love that Caitlyn won HOH. I think it's hilarious.
Wait, I need to know, Elena, I need to know your thoughts on Caitlyn, because
so many thoughts.
Was so against her until, like, this episode. I was like, she's such a mess. I want her to the end. I am now obsessed with her, and I think it's going to be the messiest week ever. So I need your opinions on Caitlyn being HOH.
Caitlyn winning HOH today was my first pick. I was like, please, Lord, you know, if I can't provide for myself, in this girl. And I think she is the most entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's just the funniest. It's the most ironic. Like, she just switched alliances. She's the vote that's thrown. Now she's HOH, so her alliance isn't going to question her because that's a dumb move. Mm-hmm. So they're just trusting in her, and she has a boyfriend at home, which gives me all the cringe. I feel so many cringes when I watch her. And I don't know if y'all watch live feed or if they're putting this on television. I honestly can't remember. It all kind of jumbles together in my head. But she is definitely a girl who's, like, attention-seeking for the male population. And shouts out, I have been there for the majority of my adulthood.
Same.
So I'm not judging, but I just know it's, like, a little cringy to watch. And she had this, like, Bermuda Triangle love affair with Haley and Fessy.
Kind of flirting with her
friends. And, like, she's cuddling up with Tyler, which is the best decision she's made so far.
Right.
Fessy broke her $85 bracelet.
How dare him.
I know, but he was in the middle of making out with Haley.
Right. And she decided at that moment she was going to get mad.
That was the time we need to talk about
Yeah, exactly.
Does anybody have a question for Caitlin on the chat?
For Caitlin.
Or Caitlin, I'm sorry. Elena, jeez. Sorry, Elena.
And what I love about Caitlin, too, is
too much about Caitlin.
Is if throughout the game, if she flip-flops at all, her excuse is, well, I meditated on it. And I thought so hard.
This little crystal told me to do it.
Last night, and my purple crystal told me that
Exactly.
My third eye.
Yeah. So in our chat, Joseph.
I think it's so funny that she's HOH, and I hope she puts up, like, honestly, like, my dream world is she puts up Fessy and Haley.
I think that would be so spiteful.
Petty boots left and right.
And I love a good spite.
Yes. You gotta love a good spite.
Y'all, she's gonna put up Rachel and Angela. I'm calling it right now.
So, in our live chat, there's Joseph Bozo, and he has a question for Elena. He wants to know if Sam didn't have the power, who would you have evicted, Sam or Stevie? Or Steve?
Who would I have evicted? Mm-hmm.
If she didn't have the power.
I would have evicted Steve. He's boring. I'm not boring. He was a preseason favorite for me. But, I'm in love with Sam. Mm-hmm. I actually was rooting for her at first, and then I was like, no. I hope she gets evicted, and I want her to come move in with me. That's how much
Elena's
I love Sam. So, for me, if Sam's on the block, I want her to stay. Like, I would love to see her go all the way to the very end. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that she was a Big Brother fan, which I'm like, I would rather see somebody who knows the game, but she's figuring her way out in the house and she is just so likable.
But that's what's fascinating to watch. I feel like we have too many super fans all the time now where it's like there are
people who claim to be super fans.
Yes.
Yeah. Super foes.
Well, Elena, Twitter had a lot of questions for you, but the one that came up all the time was if you had to pick one person to partner up on this season, say you went back in the house, you got to pick your one ride or die, who would it be?
And you can't pick Sam.
Yep, no, you can't pick Sam.
Honestly, I wouldn't pick Sam. Well, as a viewer, as a content consumer, knowing what I know, I would love to partner with Tyler. I think he's playing just a beautiful, like, seamless, flawless game. And I would like to be his ride or die. I would like to be the person that shares knowledge and receives knowledge from him. Had I just gone off, like, snap judgments at the beginning of the season, my guess is, unfortunately, I would be, like, with the bros and Angela and Rachel. I would just be, like, while they're working out, like, eating entire blocks of cheese. And that would just be, like, our separation. But other than that, I think I would have gone for, like, I would have tried to link up with Casey. She just seems like such a chill,
she seems very level-headed. Yeah. Like, she's not going to freak out.
Yeah, and she's flying a little under the radar, too.
She's a competitor. She's got a good social game. Like, no one is going to hate her. And, like, she's going to fly under the radar in a way that's not even under the radar. And mm-hmm. I think that those are all good qualities to have in an ally. She seems loyal. So I would love to be teammates with Casey, probably.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's been a year since you've been out of the Big Brother house. How are you doing? What are you up to? Tell the fans what you're doing.
I'm looking for a good therapist.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, they're hard to find.
If you know of one, go meet me, please. But no, other than that, like, life is pretty good, aside from, like, the emotional roller coaster I'm on every day. Me and Mark live in a cute little house in Texas, and we...
We have a picture of that. Do you guys want to show that picture?
Marlena.
Yeah, we have a picture of you guys. You guys got into a... that's the tweet. But you guys got into a showmance. You were pretty reserved last year getting in one.
That's what my family and friends would call it, yeah.
Well, what would you say to these people, like Swaggy and Bailey and now Fessy and Haley, and I don't know why everyone's names rhyme, but what would you tell them to do? Would you tell them to steer clear, or do you think it's a good idea?
You just can't fight it. I mean, I freaking tried, man.
You did.
Get away from me. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I was like, want to make out?
I really did try to fight it. I remember that.
You want a spoon? Can I eat M&Ms out of your mouth? you're trapped in a house with nothing else to do. With people, like, casting's job is literally to put you in a house with people that you're going to like and mostly people that you're not going to like. Mm-hmm. So when it boils down to it, Mark is the person that I wanted to be around the most. And I was also clearly the person that he wanted to be around the most.
Yes.
And it might have something to do with the fact that I didn't wear a bra very often. But either way, we just kind of connected and were drawn to each other. And as much as I didn't want Big Brother to be the bachelor for me, that seems to be all I got out of it. And that's fine. Like, Mark and I were actually talking about it today, how Big Brother was the show. That was the show for me. People are like, would you do the challenge or would you do this? And I'm like, you know, I got my one shot and I really just shit on it. And I ended up with a cast I wouldn't have preferred. I ended up with twists I wouldn't have preferred. I ended up with a lot of things I wouldn't have preferred. But that is Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And so I got out of it what I didn't expect at all. And it's the best thing in the world. So I couldn't be happier with Mark. But yes, I still have nightmares about Big Brother and all my regrets. Well, so but things are good. Like, we're really happy. And he's in Buffalo right now visiting family, and I'm home alone, so that's...
Yeah, because he was supposed to be on the show with you, right? You guys were going to do it together, maybe, if he was home. Isn't that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, he would be here, and he would just be sitting silently next to me.
Well, so going back to your season, do you feel like that when you were, like, did you feel like Jess and Cody, because you guys are still close with Jess and Cody, you watched the premiere together, that we just showed that picture, do you feel like that they were kind of a shield for you guys in terms of a showmance, or were you guys mostly like, did you feel like you were targeted all sort of at the same volume? I mean,
we were targeted because of a couple of things. I figured out what Paul was up to around week three, and Mark and I both tried to hide that a little bit, but when I pulled away from Paul, I think he sensed it. And then I remember, I don't remember when it was in the house, but I told him, basically, I was a little bit more emotional. And I tried to compartmentalize a lot and be very level-headed and think about what I said before I said it. But I was a little bit more emotional in this time. And I said, I know what's going on. I know what you're up to. And he was like, well, we need to talk, which he is an intelligent person, very manipulative. And he was like, we need to wait until the backyard is open again. So we have... like space no one can,
I don't know why, this is funny,
suspect it. And I was like, that's your reason to not talk right now, like, because the yard is closed? But really, initially, his reason was because we hadn't played an HOH yet, so we didn't know who was going to be in power and how he wanted to manipulate me, seemingly. And the other reason we were targeted is because we were close to Jess and Cody, and Cody was very openly anti-Paul,
right.
And everybody else in the house was gonna do what he said. So anyways, that, you know, that's why we were targeted. You watched it happen. It was,
yeah,
Jess out, Cody out. Well, Cody out, Cody back. Jess out, Cody out, me out, Mark out. We were friends. It was obvious we were trying to kind of work with them or, you know, navigate the house together. And Paul wasn't going to put up with it. And he had the numbers and we didn't.
Right.
And also, Mark sucks at shuffleboard.
Well, let's talk about your former cast. Why do you think the majority of the house didn't stand up to him? Like, what would be the biggest reason? Because they were starstruck? Is that really why?
No, I think that production was playing Big Brother with Paul. And that's maybe an unpopular opinion or an opinion that shouldn't be discussed, but
it is your opinion.
Getting the first four evictions to be safe.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. A day in the Big Brother house is like a week. So you're essentially safe for half the season. I really need to be careful about what I say, but
spill it, girl.
I'm gonna say, why? Why now?
No, drink a little more.
Yeah. Keep drinking.
Think about it. Okay, let me say this. I'll put it like this. The week that there was a memory comp for HOH, we got to see the three, it was the tattoo competition.
Yes, I remember that.
Did you get to do that one?
Yeah, I had to do that. It was awful.
It's very, very, a lot of pressure. You have very limited time to watch, to look at the pictures. And I believe that Paul felt like I was the only person in the house, or maybe his biggest competition, someone that rivaled his memory and his intelligence. And so I think that he immediately, and this is genius on his part, sent his sheep out to go feed me the wrong answer. So there's about 900 questions that you can ask regarding those three pictures front and back that we just looked at. And the one thing that they were feeding me the wrong answer to, they were like, no, Elena, it's not this. This is the answer. It's not Myrtle Beach. It's this or whatever. Mm-hmm. Production is hearing them tell me that. Over and over again, no. And when I'm like, ah, I really think it's this. And they're like, Elena, I'm certain it's this. That's the first question of the HOH. Hmm. So that's why I'm saying, like, when I think that production plays a part in the game is, like, did they change that question because they're hearing that be someone's strategy? I'm not saying necessarily because it was Paul.
Right.
Or maybe because it was Paul. But they're seeing someone use strategy in the sense of, let's feed her wrong information. Was that really going to be a question that has always been there? Or are they throwing that question in because someone was just trying to use it against me?
Right.
So they can hear everything we're saying up until it's time to play or draw or compete or do this. So day two, Cody's like, I don't like Paul. I'm going to call out. And then all of a sudden, Paul is safe for 3 weeks.
Ironic.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little drunk and.
Did anybody else in the house maybe feel the same way? Did you feel like you could confide in anybody about this?
The only people that I felt like I still maybe had like a reach at was like Raven and Matt, and I tried to warn them. That was probably the other reason I got targeted, is because I was like, okay, I think Raven and Matt are still good friends and are still kind of part of my like my safety net. And I warned them a couple times where I'm like, I'm pretty sure Paul has an alliance with everyone in the house. Like, I think that we just need to be like a little careful and maybe talk about it. And I remember like Matt trying to switch the conversation and be like, shouldn't we be worried about Kevin?
What? Girl, what?
Oh, Matt. Like, what about Kevin? And
I'm like, when you told off Raven in the jury house, when you were like, if Paul was so loyal to you, why are you sitting here? That was like one of the best moments.
That was
the
highlight
season.
Of the season. Yeah,
100%. that was one of my favorite responses.
Every time someone came back, all of your responses were epic. Yeah. For sure.
You missed some of the best content of my season of Big Brother. That was not recorded in the jury house. And I
give us a tea.
I know, I need to know.
Put a GoPro like over the sink in this kitchen because your girl is not fighting for $500,000 anymore. Like, I kept my cool in the house when I wanted to pop off on someone most of the time because I was like, you know what? If I make it to final two, like, I want to be like so charming and charismatic and like secure their vote. So I'm going to be really nice and calm, which is not what I'm known for in my day-to-day life. And I lost my mind, like, at least twice in the jury house. I threw a plate of crackers and cheese. And if you know me, you know that I do not just, like, logically disrespect dairy. Like, that could not be consumed. It was done for because I was so mad. And there was one day that we were filming our jury segment, which was normally on Fridays, I think. So there's all these like poor little PAs and like interns, and they're like, you know, like getting ranch dressing for somebody else and like running and switching a light out. And I literally I came down the stairs and I screamed at the top of my lungs that I hate everyone.
Oh my God. Relatable.
Some people need to do that. Sometimes you need to do that.
I don't know why I said everyone when I meant Raven.
Raven's far from everyone. Well, do you think that like being relatable like that helps you in terms of jury management or being like nice to everybody? Because I mean, Sam opened up about like people being fake and shady. Mm-hmm. And she said like whenever JC popped off at her, she was like, that's the first real thing anybody said to me. Whenever it comes to the end of the game, do people vote for you because you stayed authentic or because you had a nice relationship with them?
I think there's never a just rule of thumb in that situation. Uh-huh. Because everything is so different. I will say that I would have loved to see out of Paul at the end of our season when we were asking him about his game and he gave his final speech to just own up to what he did.
See,
I would have loved to hear Paul say, look, I was the only vet in the house. You guys watched me play. Y'all all watched me play season 18. You saw me play friendship. You saw me do this. I had to switch up my game. I had to make you believe I was doing this when I was actually doing that. It was hard to see some of you go, but I had to do that. What was best for my game. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get rid of threats. Like, Elena, I feel like you threatened me mentally. Mark, I feel like you threatened me physically. So that's why you guys are out. Yes, I utilized bullying tactics. I used Josh as a human shield. Yes, I did all that stuff. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. Instead, he said, no, I've got friendship with all of you. And I'm like, I do not feel friendship right now. Yeah. So if he didn't mean to play a game like that, then I guess it was all an accident and you don't get my vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly think he lost it there.
I'd like to see him own up to what he actually did in the house rather than being like, no, we're good. Let's hang out next week.
Were you and Mark always going to vote together in the end? Or did you know that because you voted for Josh and so did he, right?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it for sure, and I believed we would vote together, but I also wasn't married to my vote to Josh. Mm-hmm. Right. I wanted to see what they were going to say. They still had a chance to convince me, and I was not close-minded. Mm-hmm. I went into that open-minded. I liked Josh about as much as I liked Paul. That was a die-by-knife or die-by-gun.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's not like I really loved one of them over the other. I just wanted to see what their final plea was. Convince me why you should win this game. And I went into it thinking that I was going to be leaning towards Josh and that Paul was going to talk me out of it, as he does. And the answer to every question we asked him was so disappointing. Mm-hmm. And Josh really surprised me with being a super fan, playing it this way. He had strategy in his goodbye messages. Granted, I still think that Paul played a better game, but the way that I heard it from Paul when I asked him is that he didn't mean to play that game.
It was by accident.
He was trying to make friends. Which so that's what I learned from Paul on finale night. What I learned from Josh is that he did like actually utilize some strategy and he kept some stuff from us.
Yeah.
So
it's like you don't want to know that you've been eliminated on accident. Right. You want to know that you got eliminated by the best game out there, the strongest competitor. You don't want to hear like, oops, like I really was y'all's friends and sorry. Like, no.
You
fought and you got me out.
Exactly. My goodbye message from Josh was that he felt like I was the strongest, like, kind of utility player. That I had some physical strengths and some mental strengths. And he just didn't want to go up against that. Is that true? I don't know, but that's what he told me.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what I can go off of. I only can make a decision based off the information I have. So if you're giving me information that says, like, I didn't mean to play this game, I'm getting friendship with you, then, like, you didn't mean to play that game.
Yeah,
you
lose.
Didn't play a good game, so yeah. I'm not voting for you.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Josh, because I obviously tweeted out about you coming on the show and Josh responded. So, ironically enough, funny enough. So, obviously, there's some bad blood. Would you say that's a correct term between the two of you? Because I think everyone's dying to know. Will there ever not be bad blood? Do you think bridges will be mended? Or, like, I mean, I live for the Twitter arguments.
I know, and I seem to get myself in, like, one every day.
And thank God for that. I'm here for it.
Gosh, bless me. No, I think that as long as I'm dating Mark, there will not be any kind of bridge recovered. I actually really enjoyed, Paul was one of my best friends in the house. And even when I look back at like live feed clips or whatever, some of my favorite memories include Paul. We had a really good time. And me and Mark reached out to him right after votes because we were seeing some of these clips and some of these memories that we shared, and he didn't respond to us. And I've made some jabs along the way. Like, I am not guiltless. I kind of will take a jab at Paul here and there, actually, I don't really talk about Josh much.
Wait, hang on. I need a disclaimer because I just realized I messed up that statement. So it was Josh who responded to my tweet. Did I say Paul?
Yeah, no, you said Josh.
I just said Josh. Okay. Yeah, woo, I was like, Josh. Twitter's going to come
for
me.
Lena, hang on. You're frozen. on your Skype. So hang on. We're going to we're having some technical difficulties for a second.
But do I look good frozen?
It's like a perfect.
Yeah, you
it's
look gorgeous.
It could be made into a meme.
Do you want to try and call her back? That'd be the best thing to do? Okay, we'll call you right back just in a second.
Oh, okay.
Don't lose your thoughts.
Yeah, pour another drink.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
I love her thoughts on this season and her insights because she's so like candid and real. Like, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to say it, tell like
an episode.
Yeah, wait. That was
really fast. You're back.
Hi, we weren't talking bad about you at all.
No,
really
a little bit.
The beginning of the episode when you said I wasn't likable.
Yeah, we already got that out of the way before we talked to you.
I respect the realness of that. Honestly, like, I wasn't that likable. I'm okay with it.
Did I say you weren't likable?
No, but I think that you, I mean, I thought that you were more likable than a lot of other people, if that makes you feel any better.
I thought you were real likable.
Yeah, I thought you were likable. The guy that said that he liked Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was Charles.
Yeah, that was Charles.
I'm still like, questioning why.
I'm wondering what the deal is with that.
I was talking about the holiday.
she doesn't like Christmas.
She had a broken leg.
Wait, so did you get your question answered?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask about Haley, because I know that you guys, I saw something on your Twitter, but I don't know what happened. So I want you to know if you explain it, because you tweeted, you were like, you're canceled.
By
your friends. So was this something that would happen on the live feeds, or did you guys know each other before?
No, I don't know Haley.
I don't know her.
From the beginning, from interviews, I was like, why is CBS trying to convince me that this is not Raven?
Like, no, they look so similar.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's insane.
I didn't think about that.
So much,
I didn't
either. Like, Haley blends her makeup. But... her manner with them and like the way she talks and like heavy breathes, the way she was, it was just so fake and very, it just was a lot of Raven for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, are we doing that again?
That is so Raven.
Then she got into the house and I was like, okay, I think she's the prettiest girl in the house, which I don't know why that matters, but I promise it does. So I was like, Haley's pretty cute. I like her little braids. Like, she's from Texas. She's in the A&M system. So like, I can forgive that. But, you know, I'm going to root for, like, the Texas blonde girl because, hi.
You're from Texas, yeah. Hey.
And then she was, like, talking to Tyler one night, and Tyler was saying that he kind of liked Mark, and I don't know that he said he liked me, but I want to, like, pretend that he said that. And they were talking about when Mark threw the drink in Josh's face, and he was like, I don't know, I thought it was really funny, and yada yada. And then she was like, yeah, I just didn't like them. They didn't have a good showmance. And I'm like, okay, obviously.
She's not gonna have a good one either. Yeah. So
and I'm like, you have three showmances, so like like you switch up like with Fessy and Brett. I'm watching live feeds all day and I'm having a hard time keeping up with you. Anyways, she was like, he was like, well, what makes a good showmance? And she was like, I don't know, I guess if you just like them as people. And he was like,
what?
Commitment and love.
Like,
and
I just don't like them as people. Like, I just don't like Elena. And wow. I was like, all right, girl, you think the internet doesn't work? Like, I heard you say that. And even if I hadn't, like, I have 247,000,000 followers on the internet and trolls that fans want to alert me to when people are mean to me. And trolls also want to alert me.
Like, 247 a.m. Someone yelled at me.
Yeah, I get timestamps. I get the screen grab, the recording of it.
That's crazy. Well, speaking of trolls, Elena, mm-hmm. because, like, here I have my select few trolls, not as many as you do, but, like, I instantly just click block because I'm like, ah, like, mean words, like, I gotta block them. But, like, nope. You go, like, I live for you going back at these people. What kind of made you, is that always how you've been? You're just like, why not?
1,000%. That's always how I've been until I went into the Big Brother house. And I'm realizing now that, like, I was probably cast to do that.
Yeah.
But then you get in there and you're like, ooh, hypnotized by $500,000. Like, I'll just be a completely different person in here. Be nice to everyone, which is like not like who I am as a person. I just like, I really only engage with trolls that I can make fun of them. So like the lady who has 19 scriptures in her bio and like a pinned tweet about how she wants to share the love of God, when she tells me that I like look like a fat botched bitch, I'm like, tell me more about the Lord you serve.
I'm beginning to think that you don't read the Bible actually.
Right. And yeah. And with that, I mean, you did face your a different controversy coming out of the house and based off of different tweets from your past. And so we will be remiss not to bring it up and to really ask you to be able to speak to that and to fans that may have felt a certain way.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's disappointing too, which of course, like, no one plans to be famous or in the public eye. So when I have 100 followers that are all like my friends and family, and they know my heart, and it's also 10 years ago, it's things are a lot different in my life and in my culture, the culture that we're living in. And the thing that sucks about the position that I'm in is that no matter what I say, it's still going to be used against me. Very similar to the Big Brother house, very similar to social media in general. No matter what you do, if you're talking to this person too much or not talking to them enough, well, that's suspicious. So if I say why I said certain things, it sounds like an excuse. And if I just straight up apologize, why aren't you explaining yourself? So there's really no correct way to go about it. There's no way that I can get off scot-free. And I'm a very abrasive person. And I actually pride myself in kind of being like the comedic, like push the limits girl. Like that's who I am. And for the time that I was sending out these tweets that were perceived as racist, I was actually in a 4-year relationship with someone who was black that I very much planned to marry and very much wanted to have creamy babies with. And I did not get that luxury. I have to have white children now.
But do you regret
it? God damn
it. Do you regret it?
I know. but the thing is like if you go through my Twitter, yeah, you're going to – if you eliminate all the context, if you eliminate an entire thread – and just pick out like my tweet responding to my two black friends that is kind of sassy or an inside joke or song lyrics. Yeah, it doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good for me. If I'm tweeting about Orange is the New Black, where I'm like obsessed with watching these like black women in prison and I'm like, why am I doing this with my free time? Like, why do I kind of want to be in prison? That doesn't look good. I will say the only thing that's like was really bad was my Rihanna tweet, and I have completely like reformed my whole ideal about her. Like, she's queen and I love her. But yeah, everything else, when I look back at it, I'm like, man, there was a story behind that, or that was an inside joke with someone, or it was literally a response to my boyfriend at the time or some of our better friends. And
do you regret it, or would you do it the same?
I regret a couple things I said. Like, a few things that I said were very – they pushed the limits. They were just mean. And, again, not an excuse. Like, I am admitting to being a bitch. I was. It was back when – not that I don't think subtweeting isn't popular, but it was back when subtweeting was really popular. And if I had something to say about one person and I picked something really mean about them where I'm like, yeah, you're fat. I was also overweight at the time. Like, very much so. I've lost 50 pounds. Before I went on Big Brother. So I'm like, that's me saying something really specific about one person to dig at them, but I make it a general statement because that's how you subtweet. Mm-hmm. And I want to like make a dig at somebody. It's just mean. It was really mean.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, a lot of the things that people have like grabbed from my past from 10 years ago are things that I'm like, man, if you only knew the actual story behind that, mm-hmm. Right. Or the inside joke, hard. Or like conversation that was like 15 threads of tweets long, mm-hmm. but you want to take one little thing and hold it against me and act like I'm this horrible person.
Did you anticipate that? Not just that people would maybe dig into your social media, but I mean, you do own the fact that you are kind of brassy and push the envelope. Did you think that maybe when you were on the show, you would say something that was a little controversial? I mean, you're on camera all the time. And
totally expected that out of myself. I was like, you were going to put your foot in your mouth and then like also someone else's foot in your mouth.
Do you think you did it? Do you think you said some things that you went way too far?
I'm going to say no, just because like I would have heard about it by now.
Right. Pull out the receipts. Yeah.
No, all right, Elena, before you kidding. Go, we want to play a little game. We have a new segment. It's called Subletters. Do you guys get it? Subletters, like a house.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I don't get it.
It's okay. Because you sublet a house. Okay. And Big Brother's in a house. And okay, yeah, all right.
Funny.
We want to ask all the former house guests that are coming on here if you got to write a letter to yourself. I know you don't have a pen and paper in front of you, but if you got, and you kind of alluded to it, but if you could send the letter to your past before you entered the Big Brother house, now looking back on your experience, what would you say? What would you tell yourself?
Delete your tweets from 2009.
Yeah. All right. That's a great answer. That's all I have. Elena, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And please tell Mark.
And a great excuse to get drunk on it. What day is it?
Wait, Elena, what does your cup say? I'm so curious.
Yeah, what does the cup say?
It says a blood.
I love it. I just had to know.
And Just Red Wine. It's by Jack Vanek. You should follow her on Instagram and buy the thing.
Amazing.
Well, tell Mark we want to have him on too when he gets a chance, when his schedule clears.
Mark, let me know so that I can form all of his opinions.
You can give him a sheet.
Write a dossier sheet for him.
Yeah. Let me just create a spreadsheet before he comes on.
Amazing. We'll give you a heads up.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Elena.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Wow.
That was great.
So much. Yeah.
All right. So before we go, I want to ask you guys' predictions.
Wait, really quick, before we go, I just want to bring this up, just because it is in the news and it went kind of viral on Fox News and TMZ, I just feel like it is important to bring up to all the people listening, just a brief bit of news, is that obviously everyone knows listening that TMZ, I forget about that. Okay, well, TMZ first reported a couple of days ago about the season 20 contestants accused of racism and sexual harassment. So, as everyone knows, on Monday night, cast members Angela and Rachel used the term ghetto when referring to skin color, and some other comments were made, and then also contestant JC, this is so bizarre, tried to touch his housemate's genitals with an ice cream scooper. So that did happen in the house, and then...
Mostly women, though, right?
It was mostly women. Fans on Twitter went really hard calling for JC's removal from the show, so they were kind of very upset about that. Well, then today, Fox News came out, which is pretty big, So CBS did address it. They addressed the inappropriate behavior on Big Brother, so they came out with a big statement. I would read it, but basically it's very long, saying it's a reality show, watching a group of people who have no privacy 24/7. So it's not the first time that Big Brothers have come under scrutiny, but I thought we would bring it up because obviously we were just talking about that with Elena. But according to the Reddit thread that I was reading, because I creep on Reddit daily, on the live feeds, all three were taken to the DR, supposedly, according to live feeds, and talked to by Allison, the executive producer. So they were talked to, and Angela was seen crying outside of the DR and was very upset. So I guess it'll be interesting to see now if anything else will be said. Do they take their, you know, kind of talk seriously? I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
And I'm wondering if they're going to show it.
Right.
You know, sometimes editing, they get a little choppy on that.
Well, I'm wondering.
Showing all the bad.
Well, would it have been aired tonight had they edited it into the episode, right?
Most likely, unless they didn't have enough time and they'll do it on Sunday.
And they had to figure out how to shape it. Once it's addressed by public
you
and TMZ,
sometimes
they
go back
have to
try
it. Right. So it'd be interesting.
If the housemates didn't react to it, it'll be like, it's interesting to see how they work it into the episode. We'll see.
Jessica, is there anything going on social media?
Absolutely. So, guys, moving forward, we're going to do a little ranking game. So we want to know who your favorite and least favorite house guest is. And then we're going to do a little cute little spreadsheet. And we're going to chime in as well. Have I been drinking with Elena?
We wish.
Right.
Osmosis.
So you guys can just tweet me fave, least fave, and we'll make sure we include you in our next week poll. But this week, at Kathy Mynamel on Twitter said that her favorite is Casey, at BB20 Team Tyler. Clearly, they're going for Tyler.
Yeah.
And at Heart and Angel, their favorite is Sam.
Ooh,
so, and on a general blog, the least favorite was Swaggy C. He's been like ranking the lowest.
Swaggy, see you later.
Yeah, so be sure to tweet me so I can include you and we can tally those votes.
Bummer. All right, awesome. Okay, so let's do predictions really fast.
Yes.
All I want to know is...
Ooh. Oh, all I want to know is where this music is coming from.
I never know where it is coming from. So really quickly, let's go around the table and just say, who do you think Caitlin is going to nominate?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think Fezzi is going to be in her ear. She's going to fall back in love with him. I think for some reason it's going to be the bros, Brett and Winston, or the girls, Rachel and Angela. The pairs.
Okay.
That's deep. I disagree. Only because now that she's Team Tyler, Tyler is going to clearly protect his alliance. And I think that she's going to be so Shady Boots and she's going to put up Kaylee and somebody from...
Shady Boots.
Somebody from Fauté.
Fauté.
Fondue. Oh, I'm just going to call them the Fauté. Fondue.
Fondurst.
The worst name.
Yeah, what do you think?
Isn't she in the Fote Alliance?
Right, that's
apparently, but she voted against them.
Yeah, but now, according to live feeds, that she's claiming that she was not the hinky vote. So I'm thinking that she's trying to blame it on Scotty. So I'm wondering, will she
then? But he's in her.
I don't get it.
So
she lit a candle.
Everybody.
She lit a candle in the bathroom and then decided that she wasn't the pinky vote.
I think that she's going to nominate Haley because I think she's bitter despite all her sage and oils and crystals. And the other one, I don't really know. She could do anything, right, which is what makes it so exciting and messy.
It's going to be a good week.
Usually I can pinpoint, like, you know, where they're going to lean. And, you know, it could be Angela and Rachel. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think she's going to, like, you know, dismantle the entire game and just have everyone do yoga.
Yeah. But she's going to nominate her third
breathing.
Eye.
Yeah.
Yes. The pigeon.
Yeah.
The pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah. Downward dog. I think it's going to be. I really would like it to be Fessy and Haley because I think that would it would be really
she's
funny.
So
but
yeah, he's already circled back on the exit. He was all hugging her last and talking to her.
We see you, Fessy.
We see you.
He's smart. Bandwagoner. We'll see. Bandwagoner. Fairweather fan of Caitlin. All right, you guys, that's it for us. Thank you guys so much. Follow us a lot. Follow us throughout the week. Send us your questions, comments, concerns, hate mail, whatever.
I already have the next guest, guys.
Yeah, Morgan has the next guest. BuzzBB20. Hashtag BuzzBB20. And you can that's where you can also do the fan fave.
Yes.
Fan fave, fan hate, or least fan. Anyway, whatever. Morgan, can you give us a little tease on who the guest might be?
Ooh, throwback. That's all you get.
Throwback. All right.
Well,
okay.
Everyone's a throwback.
Yeah. Like real throwback.
Yeah.
Okay, throwback.
Back.
Like pre-teens? Maybe?
Yeah. Pre-teen BB.
All right. Ooh. Once again, thank you to Eleni Davies from Big Brother. Oh God, Elena Davies from
Big
Brother.
She was drinking too.
I know. I've had some sort of osmosis.
Yes, I'm a scientist.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Elena, for joining us tonight. We will see you from outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz TV studios. I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me if you want some really bad advice. You can follow me at Bryce Advice on Instagram and Twitter.
Nothing rhymes with Morgan, so you can just follow me at Morgan_Willette.
And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
And you can watch me be my worst self on Twitter at Charles Connolly and on Instagram at Charles Connolly.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Subscribe. And
subscribe.
Like our video.
Subscribe.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.